So, Michelle and Andy, why did you decide to do some 5-minute TV shows?
Why not?
Richard Wicca asked us to. Who could say no?
It was a bribe, actually, in exchange for a copy of Greg Sterling's show we were on.
All right, sounds good to me. I heard both of you sing. Could you please sing a song?
Well, certainly.
Okay.
You don't have to tell me twice.
Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Won't you come out tonight? Won't you come out tonight? Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? And dance by the light of the moon.
That's actually pretty good. You got another song?
Well, we met as students at Mount St. Mary Academy.
For girls. Kenmore, New York.
That's right. And so the only song that we can think of off the top of our heads is Lil Diddy. Happens to be the school song there.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll go a little again. Sure.
The bells of...
Oh, wait. We're going to do the verses?
Don't.
Okay, sorry about that.
Okay,
This was not rehearsed.
Take two.
The bells of St. Mary ring out to the air.
Okay, maybe we don't know the reason.
Wait, oh, damn it!
Memories of days
when we're drunk, we know it.
In that fair hall of girlhood's fine dreams and companions so true, and dear alma mater, our sweet love for you. The bells of St. Mary, I hear they are calling. They're calling to young hearts to ever be true. And so Mount St. Mary, when twilight is falling, your sweet bell shall ring out our loyalty.
Wow. That's actually pretty good. Did either of you sing in choirs or anything like that?
In high school, you know, mostly, and musical theater stuff.
Yes, when I was still trying to give the organized church a fighting chance, I tried singing in the choir and reading the readings, and it just wasn't enough. But in high school, I wore gold lamé, and I was in the St. Joe's swing choir.
Swing choir?
Yeah.
Did you really swing?
I remained a virgin, but a lot of the kids.
I'm not laughing because it's not true.
Were quite, quite swingers.
Promiscuous.
Yeah.
Promiscuous.
The Blue Dolphin Motel on Niagara Falls Boulevard was said to be the haunt.
I've heard rumors.
Yeah.
Okay, what arts are you into? What's your favorite arts?
That's a good question. I tend to think we both dabble. I mean, I'm mostly an art appreciator, but I do a little bit of acting.
Writing?
I'm a writer by trade. I'm a reporter, so.
You reporter for the Buffalo News, the famous newspaper?
No way.
What paper?
Well, I'm with Business First and the Buffalo Law Journal.
Business First, really?
Yeah.
You read a blog on MySpace, too?
No.
Yeah.
It must be somebody else.
Okay.
That's another Annie.
There must be another Annie. Okay, what about your friend? What arts does she like?
This dame over here. I love the way he talks. I would have to say books.
What's your favorite book?
Favorite book ever? Hunchback of Notre Dame lately. That's my favorite.
What about
book.
John Steinbeck? You like him?
I did the summer reading in high school, and that was one of them. But he's okay.
He's okay.
I like the Russian French writers.
Any other favorite writers? Hemingway.
Well, Robertson Davies, Canadian writer, is really good.
George Plimpton?
Never read.
No, George Plimpton was that crazy guy that tried all these sports. He tried to be a pro baseball player, tried to be a pro football player, tried to be a pro professional boxer. The guy that tried all these sports and sort of like got a lot of injuries that way.
Did he write about him? Is that
yeah, he wrote. He wanted to get the actual feel of actually doing these things instead of just writing about other people doing them. He wanted to get the total experience of actually doing them.
And am I crazy, or is he the guy who later hosted Masterpiece Theater?
It's possible. It could have been.
I thought he was a funk band member.
Funk George Plimpton.
Oh.
No, Plimpton. P-L-I-M-P.
Oh, you mean Martha's father?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Oh, okay. No, seriously, she might be. I mean, he might be.
All right, I'll just throw some random questions.
Martha.
Questions out for both of you. What's your favorite TV show?
Oh, that's easy.
Not for me.
Actually, it's not easy.
Yeah. All right, so I watch some reality TV, and I like Blowout, and oh my God, what's the Heidi Klum one? The fashion.
Oh, that's not bad.
Runway, Project Runway. Runway. Sorry. Okay.
For me, it's kind of a tie lately with the Battlestar Galactica remake, The Office, Scrubs is good, 24 is awesome.
Really?
I do like to read, but lately the TV's been good, but now we're in hiatus.
So you don't like any of the old shows like MASH, Barney Miller, or
WKRP in Cincinnati?
Yeah, Mary Tyler Moore, or any of those?
Sure, who doesn't like MASH? Barney Miller was great, but you can only watch so much.
Right.
I was still playing with Legos back then when those were on.
Or no scientific, science fiction fans? No Star Wars? Not Star Wars, Star Trek.
Didn't I say Battlestar Galactica
first?
Oh,
yeah, okay, sorry. Gotta excuse me, there's a lot of wine in my body, so I'm not gonna be 100% efficient.
That's all right, it's okay.
Okay, what about your favorite movie?
Shawshank Redemption is always a good one. Oh, yeah, everyone puts that.
That's
high
a good
on the
one.
List.
Yes.
The Unbearable Lightness of Being is one of my favorite movies.
Well,
and the book's really good too.
Never saw that one. Okay, what's your second favorite movie?
I'm terrible with these like favorite kind of things. You go, Michelle. Maybe I'll think of another one.
Damn, that's tough. Well, I have a special place in my heart for It's a Wonderful Life.
Wonderful Life, really? Okay. All right, here's an easy question. What's your favorite late-night snack?
Oh, yeah, combos.
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Okay, let's say you were in a foxhole. Who would you be the person you choose to be in that foxhole with you? Like, say, bombs are blasting, bullets all over the place trying to kill you. Who would be your person you choose?
That is a very tough one, but I have to say my husband, Nate.
Husband, Nate?
Yeah, I mean... I want to bring Michelle, too.
<My mom. laughs> Damn. Well, yeah, but I'd have to say my husband. I mean, if there's a good chance of dying, might as well die chance. Together.
Absolutely.
Fox in the hole. Yeah. Actually, we were just joking about that. There's a lot of construction on our street, and we've had to jump over some big trenches lately. Just joking about that
in the foxhole.
Yeah, right.
So interesting. Both chose their husbands. What about your favorite comedian? Who's your favorite comedian?
I'll go with Janine Garofalo. I don't know. She's been in...
Yes, movies and everything else.
Yeah, she's just one of those, you know, like, I always feel like she could hang with us.
I've gone to see Stephen Wright before, but I'd take anybody from the Best Week Ever show. They're all hysterical.
Okay, what about your favorite comedy show?
Well, The Office. I was going to. I mean, it's a comedy, yet it's not.
comedy. WKRP in Cincinnati. There you go.
Oh, that's a good one.
An oldie but a goodie.
Is Lonnie Anderson still alive?
I believe so.
Does she still Vaseline her cleavage?
I don't know.
She Vaselined it?
Don't you think?
I never noticed.
Okay, who's your favorite poet?
Paul Westerberg.
Most excellent. I'll go with W.B. Yeats.
W.B. Yeats?
Keats and Yeats are on your side, but you lose because Wilde is on mine.
Okay, what's the most irritating thing about life that you just hate?
people drive like they're playing a video game and that no one has consequences, or, you know, if someone gets whiplash, that they don't think that you could have pain for the rest of your life. And
right.
People are just idiots on the road.
Is it just Buffalo drivers you're talking about? Or is this all over the U.S.?
Well, I've done some traveling, but I guess I can't really say for sure for the rest of the country, but in Buffalo I've seen enough.
My answer as far as the most frustrating thing about life is that everybody has their own subjective perspective, and it's so hard to on everything, and it's so hard to break through that and communicate openly and honestly, and for people to really understand each other.
Uh-huh.
Because everybody's always got their own agenda and their own viewpoint, and it's really hard to get it together.
And we're all blind to some things.
That's right, we are all.
Okay, I think both of you write, right? You don't write?
No, I type.
Michelle writes emails.
And writes the emails. Okay, well.
And some people are fans of Michelle's email right. styling. So.
Well, I could. Okay, I'll just broadly say both of you write. What motivates you to write more? Real sad things or real happy things?
Real happy things. I mean, I'm no good as a any kind of creative writer. So, if I were, maybe that would be different. But I just like to tell people stories.
Mm-hmm.
I've usually written sad things. Like, whenever I would go on a big trip, I would write a will. And I tend to write sad, like purple prose, or like if I had a little bit too much wine to drink, write stuff.
When I did write, it was definitely self-pity that motivated me. So.
Yeah, but don't you like to write positive things, inspiring things, people to do great things? Don't you like that?
Sure. We all do that in our own little
no.
way.
No. Well, I just...
Don't you like to give people a lift saying, hey, your blog is the first blog when I wake up, when I hear the alarm clock, and say, I want to read your blog to try to motivate myself to get through this horrible snowy day?
I love snow, number one.
You love snow?
Yeah.
Even when there's 5 feet of it and you walk outside to the store and you're freezing your ass off?
Yeah, you just got to dress in layers. You know, it's great exercise, and I don't know. No, I'm not a blogger.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, when I said I like to tell people's stories, a lot of that is, you know, there is a lot of positive stuff in that, and you do hope that, I mean, you know, I've never... written anything so grandiose that it had that kind of opportunity to influence people. But, you know, people learn things and get inspired from little ideas that
right.
when they hear about something somebody else has done, and that's all I'm going for.
Okay, you both seem to have good senses of humor. Did you ever think of taking your act out on the road and trying comedy?
Thought of it for all of about half a second. I can't come up with my own material. It has to, you know...
Is there a market for bathroom humor still? I don't know.
Well, you're doing a half hour show next Friday, right?
This Friday, yeah.
We have lots 16. Of guests though, so that's okay.
Oh, so you're not going to do any monologues like Johnny Carson or anything?
No way. Nobody really likes those things.
Well, you're both pretty good singers. Did you ever think of saying, "Hey, let's get a guitar player or a drummer and let's take our act on the road"?
No, but we thought of opening a karaoke business together.
Yes, we did.
But damn, it was expensive. One good song on a $20 CD, and it's just like, the rest of the stuff is typical, you know, Whitney Houston, and I don't know.
Okay, well, what's your favorite singer?
I'll say Annie Lennox. She's Paul Wetzerberg, you know it is.
Well, he's no singer.
Sure
he is. I mean, for skill? I'm thinking for skill. Oh. I don't know. I think Sting's a good singer.
Sting? Okay. What singer do you hate the most?
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion is very skinny, and she's Canadian, and ostentatious.
And sings that through her nose.
Okay. Who's your favorite actor?
He's damn favoriteless. I hate him.
I'm more of a like middle of the bell curve person. I'm not really an outlier for the best and the worst, but
so who are some actors who've inspired or impressed you?
Good actors. God, we're taking too long. Let me think.
I know, we're taking terribly long. This is dead air.
Oh my God, dead air.
James Dean.
Oh my God, I can't even think of one.
I know, it's terrible. I know there are actors we like.
Oh, wow. I like Daniel Day-Lewis.
Okay. Who's your favorite historical figure?
John Lennon is one name that pops into my head. He's just fascinating. I mean, he's probably a bastard to live with and work with, but I'm totally fascinated by him.
Hank Nowak Jr.
Hank Nowak Jr.? Where the hell did you get that from?
He's going to lead the West Side out of ruin and the rest of Buffalo.
Okay, I hate to tell you, but we ran out of time. You got any parting words or favorite quotes you want to say, or a website you want to plug, or anything, or a TV show you want to plug?
Just everybody just hang up and drive, signal.
Yes, no cell phones while you're driving.
And there is a certain virus that can cause cervical cancer in women.
Merck just happens to make a drug for it.
Well, that
that's why they're doing those commercials.
There's a ton of people out there with this HPV virus, and there's no shame in it. Go get yourself tested for pap smear regularly, because it's 100% preventable. Well, you know, the dying part, we hope.
All right, I guess we better get off the air before we start cursing. So thanks a lot, Michelle and Annie, for the interview.
You are very welcome.
Thank you, sir.
All right, welcome.